British MPs have been granted another last-minute extension for Brexit by the European Union, with the deadline now set for the rather ominous date of Halloween. The UK was set to leave the EU tomorrow, despite not having reached an agreement on what a deal to do so would look like. Now they've been granted a reprieve until October. For more on this, I spoke to Professor Bruce Wilson, Director of the European Union Centre at RMIT.
The new date that's been given, as the CNN put it, is Halloween, 31st of October 2019. So it extends by the best part of another 6 months the time available to the United Kingdom to sort out the terms on which they can agree to pass the withdrawal agreement.
So the Day of the Dead is going to be the day of reckoning for Brexit now. But there's more happening in between, isn't there? It's looking likely that the UK will have to field candidates in the EU parliamentary elections next month. If they can't agree to a Brexit deal, what will the impact of that be?
Well, this is a huge issue, and it's one that Theresa May had been desperate to avoid, because all the indications are that if there are elections held with the European Parliament or any other legislative environment, the Conservatives will get smashed. And the implications both for individual politicians and for the Conservative Party are looking pretty serious. So I think she's been desperate to try and avoid that. The European elections are the 23rd to the 26th of May, so that's a little over a month away. It is possible, if they can agree a withdrawal agreement before the 22nd of May and have it signed off, then they can get agreement from the EU to not participate. But so that means there's kind of another month for the next crucial deadline. The following deadline after that would be the 30th of June, because the new European Parliament will sit on the 1st of July. And Theresa May herself has said that if the UK were still to be part of the EU after the 30th of June, then she would resign. So they're probably the next two critical dates.
Crashing out of the EU has been prevented at the last minute, in effect, by the goodwill of the EU this time round. Is their patience running thin with this process?
The short answer is absolutely yes. And the goodwill is perhaps not the right word to use. Certainly from the point of view of the French, Emmanuel Macron, I don't think there's much goodwill left there at all. He's begrudgingly agreed to this further extension. He's very concerned that the continued delay for Brexit is distracting the EU from other important things. On the other hand, Angela Merkel and the Irish Prime Minister are both very, very concerned, for obvious reasons, that no deal Brexit be avoided at all possible costs.
And that's Professor Bruce Wilson, the Director of the European Union Centre at RMIT.